Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the coronavirus stressful time, how witches stay strong while people are panicking. Maybe you're like me, and when you watch the news or see things in social media about how bad the coronavirus is, it can really get you worried. At this point, I really have to fall back on the gods and my faith. I have 3 insights for you to help with this. The first one is, limit your exposure to panic-inducing input. Do you watch the TV day in and day out, hour after hour, watching the coronavirus updates? Or do you surf the internet and constantly see the terrible things that are going on right now? I'm suggesting that maybe you should take a break. Instead of watching TV or social media constantly, go out for a walk. If you don't want to go outside, maybe play a game. Meditate or talk to the gods and do ritual. You could decide to check in every 4 hours if you want to. But the thing is, just don't do it constantly. Don't expose yourself to bad and disturbing news. Because if you do that, you're just going to be just as upset as all the people around you, and you may start to panic. As witches, we need to understand that the gods have given us many blessings. It might be valuable for you to write in your journal or BOS about the wonderful things that the gods have given you and the things that you still have in your life. For example, certain family members or friends. Even pets can be a wonderful blessing. So make sure you take a break and play with your pet. The second insight is focus on the gods for real safety. One of the first things I want to mention is a protection chant. The protection chant goes like this. Lord and Lady, protect me in my need. Keep me calm and at ease. Let my fears be released. Help me know inner peace, so mote it be. At this time, I remember a quote from Carl Rogers. He said, "The good life is a process, not a state of being. It is a direction, not a destination." And what I get from this is, during this crisis, I need to return my thoughts to the gods over and over again throughout the day. I also have to keep in mind that my soul is safe. That's the divinity that was put there by the gods. The third insight is devote time to de-stress. When you're in a stressful situation, it's good to take time out and to breathe. Maybe to just take a slow breath in and out. The importance of taking breaks is to keep yourself stronger. You want to have a reservoir of energy and strength. One way I de-stress is I go on a walk with my sweetheart every day. Another thing is I pet my cat Magic. When I walk with my sweetheart, we have a saying, sky tree. And it reminds us to look at the sky and to see the trees around us and to realize we're outside in the open and we're connected with nature. And now I will summarize. The first insight was limit your exposure to panic-inducing input. The second insight was focus on the gods for real safety. And number 3, devote time to de-stress. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.